The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
Thank you so much. 7:01 a.m. Central Time, and it's TGIF. You can call it The Government Is. Put your own. Yeah. Thank God it's Friday. And why do we say that? Because it's a cliche now, right? It's Feel Good Friday to most of you. We try not to operate in the negative, even though the news is that way sometimes. Joe Kelly, in his announcement this morning with the disclaimers and everything, mentioned about the fact that we discuss things that are challenges that we face here in America. And we'll get to some of those here in just a moment. Want to let you know, too, if you're dialing in next week, Monday is Labor Day officially. This is the first day of September, the start of the Burr month, right? And you're going, what? It's too early for that, Krieger. Yeah. September, October, November, December, the Burr months, right? It gets colder and colder depending on where you are. And, of course, it's all climate change. Right. I got to make fun of that. 1600 scientists can't all be wrong if they all signed a petition saying this climate change is a farce. It's a joke and it's a trick. Trick of the World Economic Forum. And they're trying to wake people up. So but people, you can't, you know, once they got their head in the sand or their head up where the sun never shines, it's really difficult trying to convince them otherwise. They're just dead set on what's right and what's wrong. And they know better. That's one thing I notice about woke. Can't argue with them. Now they got their own. You know that. You've been there, done that. But Monday, we're going to have a rebroadcast. The Power Mall order line at 877-817-9829 is going to be closed because of the holiday. All right? That's September 4th for Labor Day. I'm going into labor on Monday. Yeah, I'm going to be working around the house. That's what Labor Day is all about, right? I had a little humor this morning. And of course, thank you, Kevin Mills, for that wonderful donation. We appreciate that. And, you know, the more, the better, because that's what helps pay our broadcasting bills. Of course, the Power Hour radio show stays on the air because people go to the Support Us tab at thepowerhour.com. And they snail mail us donations at P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. Click the Partners tab, the Support Us tab. There's all sorts of ways of doing it or calling Power Hour J at our Power Mall number at 877-817-9829. This is about $3,000 a month to go toward paying the broadcasting bills, okay? So we need your help. Appreciate that. The Partners tab has all sorts of great stuff on it. And if you do purchase anything through them, please take 5 minutes to call or email and let us know. Newsletters, they're free at both the Power Mall and thepowerhour.com. And if you need a catalog for the Power Mall, you don't have internet, well, that's why you make the phone call and we send you a copy of the catalog. So those of you who want to listen another way to the Power Hour can purchase yourself one of RickSatelliteUSA.com's Galaxy 19 KU band free-to-air satellite systems. That is RickSatelliteUSA.com. You can call Rick Kaler directly and talk to him at 816-228-1801. And he will fill you in on what happens when you get one of these dishes and you put it up in your yard and you point it to the south. Now, we have a dish. Here's a surprise. Surprise, surprise, surprise. Gomer, is that you? Yep. We have one dish to give away. And, yeah, we're going to give away one of these Galaxy 19 satellite systems. here on the Power Hour. And all you have to do is email us at support@thepowerhour.com, snail mail us a letter at P.O. Box 14921, Springfield, Missouri 65814. Please include your name, address, and phone number, because then Rick can call you and find out whether or not you can actually use it. Because if you're living in a place where you cannot put the antenna up, the dish, and point it to the south, then it's going to be a problem. And we don't want to give it away to somebody that absolutely cannot use it. So that's why we said include your name, address, and phone number. But it's a wonderful way to listen. You just dial up channel one and boom, there we are. $269 normally. If you want to buy one, you want to donate one to give away, you can do that too. Simply by calling Rick in the beautiful city of Blue Springs, Missouri at 816-228-1801. OptiVita products, 10% off this week. Grown by Nature products, 10% off this week. Free shipping, by the way, on Grown by Nature orders because they're drop shipped to you. And you can take advantage of the sale and sign up for the auto ship this week while you're at it. Like I said, we'll be closed on Monday, so, you know, you can shop online, but you can't shop anywhere, you know, using the phone. Paul Lawrence, doctor, PhD, piled higher and deeper, former undersecretary for benefits at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, going to be joining us at the top of next hour. Those of you veterans out there, you're going to want to listen to the show. You're going to have questions about this particular segment because he's got a new book out called Veterans Benefits for You. What? Yeah, you. See, here's the thing. It's an up-to-date, comprehensive, accessible guide to all the benefits and services available to vets in the U.S. Armed Services and their families and how to make the most of these benefits and services. We're going to answer a whole bunch of questions. So you should understand that if you've got questions, veterans, line's going to be open at the top of next hour to be asking Paul Lawrence these questions, all right? I just got done watching a quick video about Maui and the flashes of light that beamed across the sky, and people were going, "Bruh, look in the sky, what that? You talk story." Yep. People are starting to look at these photos that are surfacing online on the back channels going, "This is not an electrical fire." No, these flashes of light came directly out of the sky, and they operated in a pattern, almost either from satellite or from an aircraft that had a directed energy laser or weapon on it. Yeah. We're not buying this garbage with Hawaii Electric. They've already said, "Nope, sorry, you can't sue us. We shut down the power lines." All of a sudden, their stock goes up and everybody's going, "Ha ha, it was a directed energy weapon, wasn't it?" Maui crews have allegedly found, allegedly is the operative word here, over 450 bodies, and it's going to get closer to 1,000, according to Maui resident Dale Hermo Fernandez, who has close contacts inside the local recovery efforts, according to his interview in Breitbart. Now, this is, you know, I mean, it didn't harm the trees, only the houses. Now, what if the laser hit the smart meter and caused the house to explode? Makes you just want to take that smart meter off your house, huh? Now, if they can do it to the people on Maui, can they do it to you? Oh, hey, they did it to Waco. They did it to Randy Weaver. They did it to Gordon Call. I mean, they want to find you. They know where you are. "I didn't do anything wrong." You see, that's the mentality that's going to get you in trouble. I know there's a lot of people out there. I've even gotten phone calls from people that care. They told me they don't care if they die. I'll just go to a better place. Okay. I get it. So this means that we carry on scare tactics, right? No, it means that we basically discuss how it is that the United States government could take our tax dollars and build technology to be used against we the people. Because that sure as the hell is what it looks like out there now. So much so, the House Oversight and Accountability Committee Chairman James Comer announced that his committee is going to be investigating the federal government's response to the wildfires in Maui. Now, here's the thing. We played a clip of Biden yesterday on the ABC News, and it was captured by one of the Twitter followers. And I played it for you on the show yesterday, and basically he said we had FEMA on the ground before the fire started. Why would you have FEMA on the ground before the fire started? Usually it's after. It's because they have plans for those places in Maui they burned out. Not smart. I don't know if they're smart cities or what they are, but they got plans for Maui. Yeah, this is not a good situation. And the more people that watch those videos and see what's going on in the sky with these time flashes across the atmosphere, I mean, literally, you see this cloud cover and you see flashes that dot the sky, and they're in increments. That can't happen naturally. We're not talking about lightning strikes here. We're talking about a beam that comes out of the clouds. Now, there's certain, you know, people said, well, if the building was painted blue, that seems to be the Satanist color. Okay. If that's the case, these people were told ahead of time that they needed to paint some sort of color on their roofs so that directed energy weapons could not be targeted and pointed at them. Now, that means that whoever was doing the dirty was being partial to people that had these blue tainted roofs. New York Attorney General Letitia James is trying to get a partial summary judgment against former President Trump. We got this 200-page civil lawsuit filed in New York. There's seven claims. One of them, she wants to get a summary judgment against him and three of his adult kids, alleging years of financial fraud to obtain a host of economic benefits. You see, this is the thing about summary judgments. Basically, what it means in a summary judgment, for those of you who don't know, is that there are no issues of material fact to argue on that count. And therefore, it goes away. I want a ruling immediately from the court that we're right, they're wrong, they don't have a defense, there is no conditions precedent that allows them to defend this. They have no defense, Your Honor, and we want a summary judgment on that count. They can do that. That's how crazy it gets, huh? As a matter of fact, in this particular case, testimony this week in federal court, Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger even came in, testified, and he contradicted claims that former President Trump insisted he violate his oath of office by fabricating enough votes to win the state. Trump is asking Raffensperger to find the votes. He wanted to be convinced that there wasn't election fraud. The count was not done yet. The votes simply had not been properly counted yet. That's what Trump actually believed. There was nothing wrong with the phone call, according to Raffensperger. So why are we doing this? You see, all this is going to come out, but Raffensperger just shot a hole in Fannie Willis's argument. That's the Georgia Secretary of State, folks. Can't get any better than that. The Proud Boys leader, Joe Biggs, has been sentenced to 17 years in prison, one of the longest sentences yet over the 21 attack on the U.S. Capitol in J6. And of course, because he tore down the wall, they classified him as a terrorist. That's why he got the longer sentence. The whole thing was a trap. You guys, I'm sorry, but see, this is what happens when you take your Antifa-style right-wing issues to the Capitol building, because apparently what Congress is trying to tell everybody is the Capitol building no longer belongs to we the people. Doesn't happen. Alan in Texas, good morning, sir. Republic of Texas Radio.
Yeah, Dave, take this in the loving manner that I'm giving it, constructive criticism, whatever you want to say, because I do consider you a friend of mine. But, you know, twice this week I've heard you do something. The day after you had a guest on, you castigated them. First, it was a gentleman who said that he did not believe that the vote was effective, that he does not vote. And the next day, if you wanted to say something, you should have said it while he was on air. Deborah, yep. Tavares. Yes, I do not agree with what she said at the bottom of the hour. That stunned me also when she said the annoying break, you know. You know, that should have been addressed right after that break, you know. And you know, she's been on the radio with Joyce I can remember hearing her 14 more years ago, you know, and what the woman was talking about. If you didn't know what you were in for, you know, she comes on and she does a PowerPoint presentation. Yes, is it cotton candy? Hell no. But the woman delves deep into research, and what she was talking about 14 years ago is pretty much 90% of it is in play and what we're living in today. You know, the woman deep dives. She does know what she's talking about. Should it make you feel comfortable? Hell no. You know, unless you're just completely brain dead. And Dave, you've also, then you come on and you say, you people out there that you know, deep dive into this, you know, this information and this and that, you know. You basically insulted me because it would take me an hour just to read the names of the authors of all the books that I have in front of me here. You know, Bill Cooper being one of them, which I have read. If 10% of what that man put in his book is true, we're in a lot of freaking trouble, you know. And as far as, you know, I'm not using a computer or a smartphone, you know, I've never had an IP address. As far as I know how to use a computer is plug it into the wall, you know. If I wanted to, I could learn how to use a computer in 2 hours, you know. I don't want a smartphone. I do not want that. And a lot of your listeners, you know, a lot of the listeners to the Power Hour have been listening for, like me, 18 years, 20 years or more, be it shortwave, satellite, you know, before the internet was ubiquitous. You know, a lot of us have been listening for a long time and heard a great variety of opinions, and they were allowed to be put out, agreed with or disagreed with, but they were never castigated. You know, there might be disagreements, but generally that was handled on the air, not behind their backs. This is what the internet has allowed to happen, is people, I hope there are a lot of listeners out there like me. I've never had an IP address, never had a smartphone. I had a cell phone for about 2 years, never liked it when I had it, you know, and as soon as I got rid of it, my life felt better. You know, I've never clicked a link, I've never dropped a link, I've never Twittered or Facebooked or emailed or texted, you know. But yet somehow I've acquired a vast amount of knowledge. You know, want to know why? Because I use the computer that God gave me. I sit back and I listen, I watch, I read, and I think. I don't have this electronic mesmerization, you know. Go sit around a campfire with your dog and sleep out in a tent for a weekend introspectively think about all the information, you know. Knowledge is power, yes, but knowledge without the ability to compile that knowledge and make a comprehensive view of what we're really up against is useless. Knowledge is useless unless there's the wisdom to use that knowledge, to compile it, to actually gain a clear picture of what's really going on. And I know I'm ranting, Dave, but, you know, normally I'm waking up at this point in the morning to listen to the Power Hour. I've not been to sleep because I've kind of been on edge for the past few days. I really didn't like what I heard from you this week, and I value you as the host of the Power Hour, you know. A majority of all the products that you sell, do you think people are ordering those products from the Power Hour because they think the world is all cotton candy? It's no, because they understand that we're being warred against through the food, through the water, through the air, psychologically, you know, through the destruction of the family unit, you know. They understand this. Why do you think people order your products? Because they've come to the understanding that, yes, it's like, There's a lot of bad stuff out there in the world, you know, and we're Dave, you're doing what you can to inform people. That's what I've been doing for 8+ years on my show. You know, I've only got 2 hours a week, you know, but, you know, I value you as the host. But what you did this last week, I heard you attack a couple of people, and man, I was just like, it just flummoxed me, you know, and I didn't really expect that from you. And I, you know, take this as constructive criticism, but, you know, if you have something to say, say it while the guest is on the air, you know.
Okay, point taken. Thank you for filling in the blanks, Alan. I appreciate that. I like it when people fill in the blanks. I like it, you know, because of the fact that we get to voice our opinion. Because we have freedom of speech in America, whether people like what we say or what we don't say. And that's the good thing. That's the one thing about the Constitution. And the thing is, I guess we need to evaluate what constitutes an interview. I know that there's a lot of guests that come on the Power Hour that literally take over the entire show. Sometimes they've been a guest on the show, as sometimes they've been a host on the show, and they call up and they take over. And see, an interview to me is not a one-sided thing. An interview to me is having, you know, like yesterday when we had Lee Dundas on, phone lines were open, people called, they had questions, we had comment. Lee Dundas, what a show. And I, you know, I can't find fault with somebody that actually is doing something besides research, and she's actually on the front line suing people. So we know that the work that some folks are doing is just absolutely wonderful. Now, for those of you who do not have internet, there are certain guests that come on the show, and I'm not going to castigate them. I want to be as constructive as Alan was constructive. People who come on the show and present internet website after internet website, and it's not just, you know, our guest the other day. And I was squeamish about the fact that Mr. Hammond said he doesn't vote. Okay, I get it. We can all sit around and share that same opinion and not go to the polls because we can all share the opinion that it doesn't do any good. And there's a lot of people out there that already feel like, well, the election's going to be stolen anyway, so why bother? And they say what they say. I mean, this is Mr. Hammond's opinion. This is what he said. I was very squeamish about it on the air. You didn't see me because those who don't have the internet capability to actually watch the video saw me grimace when he said that. Okay, I get it. I get where he's coming from. It's his opinion. I'm not castigating him for it. But he let on another side of the coin that there are a lot of people out there that feel like their vote doesn't matter. My mother was that way before she died. She didn't care. So, I mean, if we're all just going to give up, you know, I had somebody call me last night and said, I don't care. You know, you're not the first person, Alan, that jumped my case about this. I got a phone call last night on my personal cell phone from somebody in New Mexico doing the same thing, who said they don't care. They like what she says. She should be a regular on the show. You know, well, if like I said, she's giving out all these websites that people with internet or that don't have internet don't have access to. And then when you make references to other people's websites, and this is not just her, this is other people that I've had on the show, and this is something that I'm constantly reminded by my own wife about, checking out the validity of the information on other people's websites that references are made to. Because in this day and age with artificial intelligence and everything else, you don't know whether what you were reading is true or not, or whether it's fabricated to instill fear in the masses. This is all part of PSYOPs, folks. You got to think about that. God says we don't have the spirit of fear. We should not. He did not give us the spirit of fear. He gave us a sound mind. You know, when you have guests on the show that are all doom and gloom, and I appreciate the research from her. I really do. But then when I try to go to the websites and I'm clicking on stuff because I do have internet access, and I appreciate the fact that people don't like smartphones. I don't either. But see, it's a necessary evil if you want to stay plugged in to find out what your enemy is doing, that you have some sort of electronic connection with the world. That's a risk that we place on ourselves by being in the position we're in. And this is not me. This is the spirit speaking through me right now. And I understand exactly what the spirit of fear does when people start listening to it, and all of a sudden they get this complacent attitude. Does anyone ever stop to think that might be the end game here? That America just wants us to give up? The government just wants us to give up and roll over and play dead? Might that be what's going on? I mean, I'm not just pointing a finger at Deborah Tavares. Of course, I got corrected on her name spelling. I got chewed on by her because of the fact I said she was in a blue state. Everybody recognizes that, but she jumped my case over it. And it's like, okay, fine. You know, why bother arguing? You can't argue with people that think they're right. And see, the thing is when you can't have, and I've got to talk about the basis and context of an interview like Lee Dundas yesterday on the show versus Deborah Tavares. All right. I'm constructive criticism here. I'm not beating her up. When you don't have the opportunity to have phone calls, to have people call in and ask her, where are you getting the information? I would like to verify it. It's like, all right, we just want to take her word for it. It's like, I don't tell anybody to take my word for any of the stuff we talk about on the show. if you were really serious about it, like we talked about ivermectin, and people call the show and go, I can't get it. I only have a phone. I can't get it. I'm not going to give the toll-free number out. You know, if you don't have the chutzpah to do the research, to go find the stuff you need, I'm sorry, I can't help you. And I'm trying to be constructive here. I'm not trying to be destructive about it. I mean, we have enough problems in the world without us infighting over it. And I get it. I get it. So, you know, I appreciate the ass chewing this morning. And I know it was constructive. You know, I got it last night, too. So the thing is that, you know, like I said, an interview is something where you get to exchange ideas, ask questions, find out where the other person is. But when it's a nonstop, I mean, Ms. Tavares even thought that at the 8:55 break that she was going to be coming back on the next hour. She wasn't even cognizant of the time. And I said, no, we're at the end of the show. I did comment on that. But you see, I know it. When people get on a roll, they don't want to stop. They've got so much information they want to let out, and I get it. They want to talk about it. But see, I have to have a way to verify it. I have people sending me stuff all the time. A lot of it's from QAnon. And again, you don't know. You have to be able to verify some of the stuff. And when you get on links that people give out on the radio and the link runs into a dead end or you get a 404 error message, okay, how am I supposed to vet that information? All of a sudden, the credibility of the person giving that information out when you can't access a website has been impeached. Now, I'm not talking about Tavares per se. I'm just saying anybody that comes on here and gives information to links on the internet and people don't have access, but they're just taking their word for it. See, this is part of PSYOPs, and it's not her specifically. It's part of what this government and everybody else, you know, when they come out and they say, White House sources say, well, who are the sources? How are we supposed to verify that? How do we know that that's not PSYOPs? How do we know they're not trying to just scare us into compliance? See, that's the whole point of this thing. And yeah, I suppose I could have gotten on there and chewed her ass out. I could have just shut down the interview right there and said, you know what? I've had enough. I want to put a gun to my head. I'm so damn depressed over hearing this. You know, I mean, there's only so much of the stuff you can take. And I get it. If you live in a major city and there is a kill zone, why are you in the major city? I'm just surprised more people haven't moved to the country like Alan. You know, because they have peace and quiet out there. I'm surprised more people aren't doing it. People love being in the major city because they want to be where the action is. Well, if EMP happens, it hits the fan, you're going to find out where the action is real quick. I think we all know that. Looking at world news, as a matter of fact, you know what? I'm going to talk about that after we come back from the break. Because we're just about out of time for this segment. This is the thing about interviews. Interviews are two-way streets. Not one way. I get on the phone. I take over the show. Nobody gets to call in. I get to talk nonstop. That's not an interview. That's a rant. I guess I do that, too. Maybe I should quit that. You know, I'm just trying to talk some sense into the equation here. We'll be back with a look at world news, U.S. news, and all the other garbage I have to report on here after the break. Stay with us.
I reached out to Grown by Nature and asked if they had a zinc product that they thought could help, and they did. Not only is zinc amazing for skin healing, it has helped with his neurological behavioral. Somebody is considering taking that zinc and copper, and if, you know, they have a child who struggles with behavioral or neurological aspects, what I found out is that zinc is critical for the natural creation of neurotransmitters. And if you don't have enough neurotransmitters, you can have neurological and therefore behavioral effects that you do not want in your child. Grown by Nature, zinc and copper formula, it helps us now figure out things that will help him for his future.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, you know, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 7 a.m. here on this Friday. Are you feeling good now? Everybody happy? Huh? Yeah. Yeah, we move along here. Interviews are what interviews are. We're going to be doing one at the top of the hour, hopefully with a doctor who has written a new book about veterans benefits. And so, you know, obviously that's a one segment thing. And so hopefully if you are a veteran and you have concerns about what your benefits might be, if we don't answer the question, you might want to call the show, 844-769-2944, and interject your question and see if we can at least come up with a solution. And the one thing about interviews is Lee Dundas's interview yesterday, she actually suggested what to do in certain situations when you are in a, like Iowa Mama Bears. You do some deep dive research, hire a private investigator, and you expose the other side for what it is and shame them out of existence. Okay. That was huge. That was the solution. When you come on the show and you make nonstop, you know, diatribes about stuff, and I don't have a way to verify it nor anybody else, and we are just asked to believe and take the word of the person making the statement, and this is why I say when I report the news here, I don't expect anybody to believe. This is why I pick the news apart, because I have to be able to vet it. Some things I just can't believe. And if the government is going to be that dastardly, I guess is the word I'm looking for, then we have to be suspect of our government. I could probably take a survey of how many people actually trust the government. and I'm going to get probably 90% don't. The other 10% are those that want to come in and just, you know, with their hand out, because that's how it works. Our government has made everybody so codependent. It's what they do. Esther in Washington, how are you?
Hey, Dave, how have you been?
I've been good.
I know how you've been because I keep listening to you, but I listen to you after you've already gone on the off the air. But yep. This morning I was just compelled to get up early, and I dialed it on in my landline because I also don't have internet by choice.
Yep, and, I know. I wish I could. Esther, I wish I could join you in the ranks and not have internet by choice. But unfortunately, anybody that is connected to what's going on has to have some way of vetting and doing research and looking into things.
Yeah,
sorry.
And that's your job too, right? That's what you do for a living. So I totally understand that. I mean, you know, I've been conducting FOIA classes, Freedom of Information Act, without the internet. I just, you know, I'll go and take my little computer and I'll go where there's Wi-Fi in town and I'll do the deep dive and I'll do the research just on one subject. And then my brain, because it's not completely muddled by, by 500 billion bits of information, I retain it. I have good long-term memory, good short-term memory, because I'm not addicted. And it is an addiction. It is a horrid addiction, especially for the young people. But that's not really what I wanted to talk about. You know, you're one of few, your show, where people listen to because we can expect truth from you. And we know that there's 500 billion websites out there and opinions, and the governments are all screwed up. And, well, John, you know, Luke said it's going to be a mess out there at the end times. It's going to be a mess. So, like with you, Dave, I know that you're a God-fearing man. And I would just suggest to everybody who has this overload, try going off of the internet for 3 days. Don't touch it. Don't go there. And if you start jonesing for that machine, you are addicted. Not you personally, just you and, you know, the royal we thing. Then you'll know how far gone down the rabbit hole, and you're not coming up. You're staying down there. So what we've been doing here as a group of people, we've been forming prayer groups of two or more and get together once a week, and we open with prayer, and then we talk about certain individuals in, either in our community or in the world that are prominent, and then we ask for God's Holy Spirit to help them, but for His will to be done, however that's going to be. But also, the Bible says to give thanks. And when was the last time we actually thanked God?
Yep, and makes sense.
Yeah, and you know, you are awesome. I mean, compared to a lot of other programs out there, I would say there's InfoWars, you, and then the Mike Rentz. He's kind of weird, but boy, he's a good interviewer. And, you know, you are in this vast sea of turbulence and garbage, and you're a lifeboat. Never forget that. You are a lifeboat.
Well, I appreciate the inspiration there, Esther, and you definitely are on the right track, and I wish I could live without the internet. I really do.
Oh, you can.
I just I know there will come a time, and I won't be here anymore.
You'd have to get another job,
come a time.
Though.
Yeah, I know I'll have to be doing something other than the internet, because, I mean, everybody, it seems like, and this is, I guess, part of the thing when you analyze the internet, and I'm sure you have, because you just basically told us what you do as far as taking your laptop and you go to a different location where you're mobile and you're talking, you're doing this, you're staying small, which is that's a great thing. I keep telling people it's not, having the access to the internet is one thing. But like you pointed out, Esther, and I agree with you 100%, when you have to go down rabbit hole after rabbit hole after rabbit hole, and I'm right now working on a case out of Texas that the homeowner, they're trying to steal her house. And it's one of these 2016 trusts managed by U.S. Bank National Association that I'm just like, wow. And the attorney just sunk her in federal court. So, I mean, and I've had to download all this information because I'm trying to help her save her house. She's 76 years old. So it's just one of those things that, you know, I just, God forbid, that you have to rely on it for work.
Well, there's going to be a time when we can no longer rely on it because it starts to become, it eats itself up.
Yep.
And with AI weirdness coming in with that, I doesn't even know how to spell, or they such language that, you know, it's like fourth grader language. They don't, AI does not have a good grasp of the King's English, you know. But the thing is, Dave, we're all in this boat together. We're all on planet Earth together, and everybody's doing their job as inspired by Holy Spirit. And it takes a lot of moxie and courage to stick your neck out like everyone does on your show.
Yeah, they sure do, don't they?
Everyone sticks their neck out on that chopping block. And I just say thank you, Lord, for giving them courage to do it. We still have grit in this country.
Thank you, Esther. I appreciate
you
that.
You take wonderful care.
That you did the same. Have a wonderful weekend and have a good holiday. Jeff in North Carolina, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, good morning, Dave. Hope you have a good weekend, brother. I wanted to just go along with what that woman was saying there. I want to say thank you to you for the message that you have and the way you speak. I go to a church not too far from where I live up here on the Sabbath. I'm a Sabbath keeper, but I've got some issues with this place I'm going. I may not even go back. I have this good conversation with you at least three times a week usually, and you have very, very, very good, pure insight and truth. And it's almost like I can't even talk like this to these people where I'm going to church. It really is mind-blowing. Dave, but I wanted to just give you accolades on the work you're doing and the ministry that you have.
Well, I appreciate that, sir. I'll tell you what, but you just brought up a very valid point about not wanting to talk to people at your own church. Wow. See, you just hit another nail on the head. That's a sore spot with a lot of people because, I mean, I was always told that if you want to find out anything about anybody, just go to their church and start asking questions. And you can get, I mean, troves of information on that person because people like to talk when they get at church and they like to talk about themselves and what they did this week and where their mindset is. And other people are like, oh, my God, this guy is going to get us all into trouble. Wow, what a point.
Well, you know, here's the thing, Dave. Me and my wife were just talking just now, and I told her, you know, she sits right here with me usually in the morning here when I talk to you. And I said, you know, it sure is funny. I can talk to Mr. Crager on the phone just about every morning, have good conversation, good insight, talk about spiritual things, very important things that are going on right now. But it, just like the thing that happened the other day was I was with these people and we got to talking about the COVID vax and the face mask and stuff. And I was trying to state truth about the wearing of this face mask and how damaging it is. And we were talking about, you had that person on talking about how bad it was for kids to wear those things, how they get sick. And the person that I go to church with was not agreeing with me and speaking against me. Like they're just like, are they oblivious or what?
Besides the fact that A, people are entitled to their own opinion and freedom of speech, not everything they say is scientifically accurate. That's a big problem, bigger picture. And you know, when you talk about stuff like this that is marginally sufficient scientifically, and there's been enough tests and studies done, and then somebody else comes against you and challenges you, it's like, look, if you want to wear a face diaper, you go right ahead. There's been enough research and people out there, and I know you lovingly want to walk in love. I get it. Nothing wrong with that. But the thing is when you get challenged like this with people who have already been indoctrinated by the system, because remember, the government and the spoon-fed media had 2 years to get into these people's heads and make demands, and people did not want to make the government mad, so they complied. And when the government said, go out and get the shot, they complied. When they said, take the second shot, they complied. When they said, wear a mask, they complied. It was an outward sign they complied, because you sure can't tell. I mean, people, I was running into people, Jeff, that had the Band-Aid on their arm after they just got it, and they were walking around like it was a badge of honor, and I'm just shaking my head going, oh, my God, your days are numbered.
Yeah.
And yeah, you can't tell.
Yeah, walk around proud, like it's just the greatest thing that anybody could ever do, walking around like that. And then we got to talking about, well, basically, Dave, I'll just put it like this, and I'll get off here. It's like, I think that these people I'm going to fellowship with and so forth, the spiritual people, have a greater understanding than what they have. And it's like, for some reason, that they're just still way down here. They don't grasp it, or they just don't get it. They don't have eyes to see it, or whatever. But you would think that we're supposed to be held up to a higher level and see these things.
There you go. So you see, some people, the scales have fallen off their eyes and they're awake, while others have not. This is one of the things that Pastor Greg Lockett at Clay Clark's Reawaken America tour was getting into the churches for, because he said, I did not close my church. I told the sheriff, if you're going to come, you stand in the back of the room and you watch and you protect them from coming at me and shutting down my church. I mean, the thing is Greg Locke, I met the man. The man is dynamic. He's a spiritualist. And all during this COVID lockdown, he had his church wide open and people came. I mean, they came in droves. They came in droves so much he had to expand the size and put tents outside. I mean, this is how crazy it got, because people were not going to lose the faith. There's a lot of people that haven't. But Greg Locke made a serious point, Jeff. He said, you know, the church is the biggest cause of our problems right now, because the preachers are hiding behind the pulpit. And I mean, hiding in such a way that they are not wanting to tell the truth, because they don't want to get the government upset with them and become a target. And so they've started to even dilute their own message. That's a sad state of affairs. We appreciate your call, Jeff. God bless you, man. Have a great weekend. Chad in North Carolina, you're next up in the host of calls we got going on here. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. With my job, unfortunately, I'm not able to catch the show or hear what's been going on, but it sounds like you've had some rough interviews. I'm curious to know why Deborah Tavares got upset about it being called a blue state. I know she's from a blue state. You know she's from a blue state. I'm curious to know what the issue was.
You know, I would like to know. I could have, like Alan suggested, I could have cut her off and said, okay, now explain to me why you just gave me the business for saying that you were in a blue state. I mean, hasn't everybody figured this out? Well, no, she doesn't, you know, in my mind, and this is my mind, yours may be different. She had a different idea about where the direction of the program was going to go. And basically, it was all about the information that she had, that she, by golly, like Sarah Palin would say, was going to share that information, hell or high water, and get out of my way. That is the feeling I got. Now, as a show host who is expecting to have some sort of interaction, it's like, holy smokes, I don't even want to say anything, because if I do, I'm liable to get my head bit off again. So, you know, it's almost like the why bother? Let them go. And see, now, is that the way to conduct an interview? Normally, I mean, see, we're having a conversation here, aren't we? I mean, that's the sort of thing that I thought we were supposed to be doing here, not me talk, you listen on a nonstop basis. I mean, when I'm doing the news, I love it when you guys call up. I would entertain doing what we're doing right now and have nothing but commentary throughout the entire thing, and me not to get to one news story, and you can get it in the email blast if you get it. If you don't, well, you're not missing much. I mean, I literally could read all the headlines for the day, be through everything in 5 minutes, and then we could just have our conversation like we're doing right now. But see, when you're on this one-way ticket and you've got all this information to share and you're sharing it and nobody can get a word in edgewise, and because of out of fear of being chastised and called out and talked down at, you know, and like I said, the blue state city thing, that was a very, very minute example of the way the attitudes in America have become. And you see, I'm in a red state. you're in a kind of a purple state. I think you said that on the air. And when you've called, and so we're all sitting there trying to analyze the political climate. But, you know, for somebody to, like what Jeff was talking about, the lady all of a sudden just totally disagreed with him and said, no, I'm wearing a face diaper because the government said so. And so it's like, okay, if the government told you to jump off a bridge, would you do it? So, you know, the thing is there's got to be some way to verify. And Jeff, see, he was just trying to speak the truth. We all were. We're all trying to analyze the political climate. We're all trying to make sense of what's going on. I mean, that's one of the reasons why you called. We're all trying to make sense of what's going on here. But, you know, the thing is that any kind of narcissistic behavior, no matter what sector it comes from, I got to walk in the spirit here. I cannot, you know, delve in all of the ways of the world, because that's the ways of the world. The world is not ours. The world is Satan. The world is controlled by Satan. That, you know, this is the thing. I have these reality checks, Chad, where I think about Revelation. I think about Thessalonians. I think about end times. I think about the fact that we are destined to live through this hell one way or another. We're living through it now. Do I constantly have to be reminded in finite terms who's in charge here? Yeah, I'm trying to get away from that. You know, I understand the concepts completely about people want to get on a report, and I get it. You know, it's like every day I'm trying to find stuff and analyze it to see whether or not it's even worth talking about. So I'm glad you called.
Yeah, I appreciate you. I think you've been a really powerful asset to the Power Hour. I think we're all blessed that you took the seat of being the host of the Power Hour. I think you've done a fantastic job. Sometimes there's some things I don't quite agree with you on, but
that's what the phone's for.
I totally agree with you.
Yeah, but that's what the phone is for, Chad. You know it. You got our number, and that's what the phone is for. See, if there's stuff that you don't agree with, see, I always tell people, call up and change my mind. And it's okay. I mean, that's why I said, point taken. I told Alan the very same thing, point taken. I understand where he's coming from. He's not the only one that thinks like that. I'm sure there was a lot of people in our audience that were out there going, yeah, Alan, go get him, go get him. I'm sure they were. You know, I'm sure there are a lot of people like here, Deborah Tavares on the show. I have to say Tavares. If I don't pronounce it right, God forbid I'm going to hear about it. You see, that's where we've become as a divided country. This is how divide. I mean, we're all sitting there analyzing every little thing going, oh, my God, did I do this? Was I too harsh? Yeah, might have been. I know that the show has to exist, and without it, well, where else are you going to go? There's a lot of other, and I don't tell people, like former show hosts we've had on here, that people still call and ask about. You know, if you don't like what you hear here, go somewhere else. I don't like telling people that. That's not fair. You want to give people an opportunity to participate. They have to. They're not human if they don't get a chance to interject. You cannot just have a one-way conversation. You got to be able to interject, Chad.
Absolutely. I mean, my experience with Deborah in the past is that she usually rolls out a lot of information, and you're just supposed to kind of sit back and, you know, take note of it. But and she usually has tons of it. But if you don't mind, what I'm sort of overcome with is the system that we, you know, we have this society now where so many things are available to us, tools and whatnot, but the system is not really on our side. So, there are people that think the way we do. And, like, for instance, I know you just got done talking about how, not everybody has the internet. Well, you can do things safely with the internet or take some precautions with the internet. You know, of course, you're not working for a department that, you know, can watch what everybody's doing, but there are precautions you can take. But there are some great outlets that I've found that let me know that there's still people out there that haven't been sucked into the go along to get along society they're trying to create. And one of them is on YouTube. It's a fellow named David Freeman, and you can just search for "Is That Really in the Bible?" and he's got a great little monologue he just came out with called Stupidity, and just reminds me of some of the people I grew up around, just a regular person. And he does these monologues, and he probably only gets about 60 views a week, but he does these great monologues. And but that's called Is That Really in the Bible? And then believe it or not, I've actually found a few good ones on television. There's one called Tomorrow's World. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
No, but, I don't. In fact, I'll tell you one thing, Chad. I don't watch a lot of TV. I'm too big into paper.
Unfortunately, that's a habit I grew up with. Yeah. But I don't like to watch just any TV. I like something a little more wholesome. So, but that was one that I found to be a great information. It's tomorrowsworld.org, and they put out free material, and they give great historical background with the lecture.
Sounds good. Chad, I appreciate it. We're out of time. We're at the break. Debbie in Indiana, I'll take your call after the top of the hour. Stay with us. We will be back. Hopefully, we'll connect with Dr. Paul R. Lawrence. Stay with us.
Organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.